Hope that sounds like somebody you know. It's Mother's Day, and we're thankful for our mothers. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, I hope all of us are able to see those qualities in our mothers. Nancy and I have only been here a short time. My name is Raymond Walker, and we have been blessed to be a part of this family, and we thank God for your love and for your kindness. We have had so many members that have looked out for us and checked on us. I think about the third Sunday we were here, we had a lady that had been keeping contact with us tell us we'd really like for you to be a part of this family and work and worship with us. And have a brother that always greets me with enthusiasm, and I know he's got joy in his heart, and I'm thankful for him. I got a call on my birthday. It has been good to get to know you, and there's so many that I don't know that I look forward to knowing better. Our lesson this morning is on kindness. We finished up a lesson on patience. John is in Anahuac with his mother, and that's certainly an honorable place to be, is with your mother on Mother's Day. So we're thankful for that. He has asked me to take the class this morning, and I'm counting on your kindness to help us through this lesson. And I'm going to ask David Singletary, if he would please, to lead us in prayer. Thank you, David. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, we sometimes think of that as a checkoff list. And one of the things that John had emphasized is this is not a checkoff list. This is really who we are. Look at verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's like being the light of the world, our light switch only has one position, and that's on. So we are the light of this world, and this is what we look like when we keep in step with the Spirit. When we think of keeping in step with the Spirit, that often gives us thoughts of Romans 8, and what a beautiful chapter that is, where we read that all of us who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So these are the qualities that others will see in our life when we are led by the Spirit and we keep in step with the Spirit. And our focus this morning is going to be on kindness, and we're going to talk about kindness, and that's going to be how we treat others. And of course, we so often think of what we call the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, and we'll talk about that some through the lesson. Our lesson is based on kindness. We also have, just as a review, talked some about what Peter had said when he outlined spiritual growth. And I like this because we've got some addition here. So Peter said, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." When we look at that, we see love really being at the pinnacle of our spiritual growth. And we see brotherly kindness right up there close to it. And when you look at this, so you really have to have a foundation for your love to be complete. And brotherly kindness is one of those. That's a part of that foundation. And if we were to take and look at this from the perspective of a mountain, and we looked at spiritual growth as a mountain, and that mountain being love, we have faith. And that we are to add to. And some of these are a little intuitive. What if we were to have someone be unfaithful in their dealings to us, but then say, "Oh, but I love you." You know, one of the reasons that we know that God is love and that we can trust God is because God is always faithful. And we look at God's faithfulness to us. It brings to mind 2 Timothy 2. If we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we remain faithless, God will always be faithful. So we see that for us to be complete in love, and we are to reach the pinnacle of our spiritual growth, we need faithfulness. And how about knowledge, just as an example? We look at knowledge, we don't think it has anything to do with love, but Paul tied those together nicely for us in Philippians 1:9, when he said, "In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in all knowledge and discernment, so that you can approve those things that are excellent." If we don't know God, then we don't know what to love or how to love. We don't even know what love is. So God is love. So those are just a few examples as we look at our spiritual growth. We're climbing a mountain. The mountain is love. And we really want to get to the pinnacle, to be complete in our spiritual growth. So, brotherly kindness, that's right on up there. Can you have love without brotherly kindness? And so what verse do we usually think of when we talk about love and brother and kindness? It's probably read at your wedding. What is love? Love is... yes, 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you. Love is patient. Love is kind. See, we can't even reach our love is not going to be able to be complete when we look at growing spiritually, reaching the pinnacle of our spiritual growth without kindness. And that's what we're going to talk about today is kindness. And the study of Peter is so beautiful because he starts out in 1 Peter 1:15 saying, "You're called just as the one who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do." We are called to be holy. And Peter ended the last words he left for us were to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So, yes, Glenn. Well, that's really good. And so, have you learned compassion? That's one of the things that we'll talk about, as we go through the lesson. I appreciate that, Glenn. So for us to be able to grow spiritually and our mountain of love be higher, we need to grow in all of these. We look at kindness. We want to look at how we are going to treat others. And I put down there to identify someone in your life who stands out as being kind. Do you have somebody like that in your life? I hope that you do, and I hope that that's somebody that you want to be around. We have another question here. Is identify someone you have difficulty being kind to. So we really treat others the way we see them. I know that we can be superficial to a certain extent and treat people maybe in a way that is not real, but we generally treat people the way we see them. So let's just talk a little bit today about some of the things that you might deal with this week, some of the kinds of people that you might deal with this week. Anybody have some examples? Yes. No, and I appreciate it, and that's so important that we continue to look at Galatians. When we look at Galatians 5, we see that if we are to keep in step with the Spirit, and we see it devoid about us. And so what are some of the things that we see around us? So you've talked about some of the things we could have. Lying, we could have, what are some of the things that you might deal with this coming week? Somebody might be a jerk, right? Somebody might be hurting. I'm sorry, what? Cheaters. I don't have spell check, so y'all just, yes, Glenn. Thank you. So Glenn has pointed out to us that so many times we make initial judgments based on someone's appearance and maybe their demeanor and stereotyping them. So that's certainly one of the things that we can do, and that we can look at someone and say, well, they need a bath, or you can look at someone and say, well, they're clean and they're neat. So that can certainly go into some of the thoughts that we might have in our minds as we deal with others. Yes, Laurie. Well, that is beautiful. I can imagine that would be a difficult time, because we talk about bearing others' burdens, and I can only imagine some of the things that you work with in the business you're in. And I know that God has blessed you with a spirit of compassion and love for others. So I know that that's a blessing. Yes. So it's been pointed out that sometimes we're taken back when others don't look like us, don't act like us. So some of these, this is just giving us a sense for some of the things that we're going to... Yes, Dan.
This matter bears a lot
So Dan has pointed out that it is important that we see sin for what it is, and that it's not kindness to ignore the fact that someone has sin in their life. And that's exactly what we heard about this morning in Galatians 2, where Paul confronted Peter to his face. It is not kindness for you to see me walking in a way that would displease God and you not come and tell me. We might tell somebody if they've got something stuck in their teeth or something like that. Those are all physical things. God has only outlined for us two ways that we can view others. When we look at spiritually what God has given us, probably turn over to Colossians 3. And if you have your Bibles, please follow along. We're going to touch in Colossians 3, Philippians 2, and Matthew 5. And for everything that we have to cover in the class, it's really important that you have your Bibles, because I'm not going to have all of the verses up above. Starting in Colossians 3, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right, on the throne at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above and not on things that are earthly. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. We have died. If you have not died and be hidden with Christ in God, then I ask you to read Romans chapter 6, the first 7 verses, and look at that. For we have been raised with Christ, again, Romans 6, the first 7 verses. But we are to set our minds on things that are above. So our thoughts are to be spiritual thoughts. And for us to view others from a spiritual perspective, then we can only see them in one of two ways. The first way is our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we look at others, regardless of what physical things we see, we need to see them as our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we have some beautiful verses here. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Carry each other's burdens. Bear each other's burdens. You know, if we're not perceptive, we're not even going to be able to see the burdens of others. So if we're going to carry each other, bear one another's burdens, we better know each other and we better be able to identify when others have burdens. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Do good. I hope that sounds like kindness. I hope bearing others' burdens sounds like kindness and compassion. When our thoughts are spiritual, we see people and treat people from a spiritual perspective, we're going to see others as our brothers and sisters in Christ. Which goes back to what we talked about. It's not kindness to have a brother or sister who are walking in a way that's unpleasing to God and not talk to them, just as Paul did for Peter. So one of the ways we can view others is our brothers and sisters in Christ. And how are others going to know that we belong to God? How do other people know that we belong to God? Because of our love for one another. That's beautiful. Others are going to know that we belong to God because of our love for one another. And so one of the ways we can view others as our brothers and sisters in Christ. The other way we can view people from a spiritual, when our vision is spiritual, is someone who needs Christ. And I have, one of the servers that I work on has a password, and I have to type that in, maybe every week. And it's a root password, so you know things are getting pretty grim when you have to log in. And that password is Matthew 5:48. And I'm thankful for whoever set that password, because I actually had to look it up. It said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And that is so humbling to me, because I appreciate so much that Jesus is never ambiguous in what he asks us to do. He didn't say, do your best. He gives us the ideal. He always gives us the ideal. It's never ambiguous. It's always very, very direct and clear. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we can be so thankful that we have forgiveness for our shortcomings. But that is, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, is that verse. Let's look at Matthew 5. And it'll give us a spiritual perspective of how God treats others. Starting in verse 43, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. If our vision is spiritual and we look out and we see others and we see that we are even to do good to those who are despitefully use us, that's hard. You know, so one of the ways we can view others is from the perspective of someone who needs Christ. Another verse that comes to mind is we look at how we treat others as we go throughout our life, and thinking spiritually is one that I love, and it's in 2 Corinthians 5, it's verse 20, you are ambassadors of Christ, as if he were making his appeal through you. When you look at that and you think about an ambassador, and you think about someone who is trying to represent another country, that's certainly going to be someone who better bring some kindness with them. So when we think of others from a spiritual perspective, we need to remember that we are ambassadors, as if God were making his appeal through us. That whole reading there in 2 Corinthians 5 is so beautiful, because that happens to be a case right in the middle of right into the discussion of reconciliation, where we read verse 21, for God made him who had no sin to become sin for us, so that we might be the righteousness of God, become the righteousness of God. That is so beautiful. It is interesting that just before that, he speaks of us being ambassadors. So, as we look at kindness, we can see the importance of having a spiritual vision, of looking at others either as our brothers and sisters in Christ or as someone who needs Christ. The lesson today is, of course, we talked about kindness. Certainly, one of the things that I hope will be our objective this week is for others to see kindness in us. And so, since these are the fruits of the Spirit, if we're walking in step with the Spirit and we are led by the Spirit, we can put down, "I am a kind person." That's a good reminder to us. I am a kind person. That is who I am. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We had just talked about keeping our thoughts on things that are above, and that happens to be in that same chapter of Colossians 3. We are to clothe ourselves with kindness. We are to be more aware of the needs of others. Man, we get so busy that we don't even take time to stop and notice others sometimes. We don't notice when somebody's got joy in their life or they're hurting. We're so busy going about. We're to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and mourn with those who mourn. That's part of kindness. We are to build people up. There's so many ways you can get torn down in this world today. So people need some encouragement, and that's certainly one of the things that we saw about Barnabas and his encouragement and the lives that had affected. And so we need to be building up others up. We need to be sympathetic to others. This one's good. Don't wait to show kindness. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all men. The opportunity is there. When the opportunity is there, that's when we must take advantage of that opportunity to be kind. As I had gone through this study this last week, I think one of the things that really stood out for me, really gave me pause, was one little verse in the story we call the Good Samaritan. That little verse was, "And the next day." I mean, this cost a traveler almost a day, half a day at least. And it's just that little verse, "And the next day." So he took on an opportunity to help someone else, and then took the time out of his travel to take care of the one who had been beaten and robbed. So we need to, so the busyness of our life today certainly takes away sometimes from us seeing those opportunities, taking advantage of those opportunities, and slowing down enough to let others see God through us. Our memory verse is going to be in Philippians 2, and we'll touch on that a little bit. So this takes us back to Colossians 3:12. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with kindness." Clothe means to put on, and certainly if we are walking in step with the Spirit, we will be clothed with Christ. This means to get dressed spiritually as well as physically. Start your day thinking spiritually. View everyone as your brothers or sisters in Christ or someone who needs Christ. Kindness is a choice. Be kind always, keeping in step with the Spirit. we should be kind to others because God is kind to us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. When we think of the love that God has for us and the kindness, it's actually humbling. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Because God said, "What it do unto others as you would have others do unto you." Kindness can be mistaken. This is something that John had put in for us, and it is so true. Why is he being kind? What is in it for him? Do you ever get that sometimes? Or do you ever say something kind and somebody try to make it into something that's ugly? You ever had that happen? Boy, I have that happen every now and then. And I just go straight on with my thoughts of whatever, encouragement, kindness. And, don't back down for that. One of the most liberating things is to get to the point in your life where you have, you will not be held accountable for someone, if someone else misjudges your motive. That's really liberating. If someone misjudges your motive, if somebody believes a lie about you, if somebody believes gossip about you, they'll be held accountable, not you. So even though there may be times that, we might want to be self-conscious, about what we say to others, or how we encourage others, or whether somebody might think, why are they being kind? This is who we are when we're walking in step with the Spirit. And if those motives are judged incorrectly, if someone attaches a motive to us that we don't have in our heart, that's not our burden to bear. Okay? So, kindness can be mistaken. Talked about some of these, being sensitive, being supportive, being sympathetic, being straightforward, being spontaneous. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. That is that is set in such a beautiful chapter of Scripture that you really don't get the full impact of that if you don't look at Philippians chapter 2. Each of you should look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of the others. That verse starts with, if there is any encouragement from being united with Christ, if there is any comfort from His love, if there is any fellowship with the Spirit, there we have the fellowship with the Spirit, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in love, and having the same Spirit, being one in love and purpose. And it goes on to, that takes us up to, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. So we are to stamp out the selfish ambition and vain conceit. We are to take on humility, and then we can consider others better than ourselves. The key verse in Philippians, or the theme verse, is Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that is, a lot of times we'll see that in the translation, is have the same attitude of Christ. If you look in verse 7 and 8 of that chapter and you underline the words servant, humble, and obedient. That puts this into context as far as having the mind of Christ. The greatest act of humility is when Christ came to this earth as an infant to live as man and to die for us. The greatest life of service is that of Christ. And the greatest act of obedience is when Jesus said, not my will, but yours. So now when your memory verse is Philippians 2:4, each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. I hope that that puts that in a more real light for you. Be kind and compassionate. Thank you for bearing with me through this class. God bless you.